Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman along with Kurt Crosby. Man, I got voice trouble going on. But no worries, this is Liberty Roundtable live. Yes, indeed, it's the broadcast for May 4th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour two at two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America is our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Even though my voice isn't holding up that well, Kurt, I still got fire in the belly for freedom. And that's what we got to have more of in America, that's for sure, huh?
Yes.
We talked with Drew last hour. The solution is the power of one. And we talked with John Drew about what it's like to be a non-Mormon in the state of Utah. I know people are thinking, wow, do they have non-Mormons over there? Yeah, we got all the modern restaurants and we have non-Mormons. And anyway, John gets along with the non-Mormons the Mormons and the non-Mormons alike quite well. And in fact, they like John. He moved here 9 years ago and he's not a Mormon and he stands up for the proper role of limited government. And people just say, hey, John, I'm sure grateful you're there standing up for freedom and liberty. And the neighbors invite him over to their events and things that are happening and he invites them over and works out just grand, Kurt. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, he says, compared to California, he says, when he was there, the people, he might see them come into the neighborhood, flip their little button, and see the garage door go up, and then they go into the garage, and then they close the door. So that's pretty much all he'd have interaction-wise.
Whereas, and now he breaks bread with the neighbors, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess he said when he showed up to Utah, everybody invited, I guess... They all invited themselves over to his house, brought food, and had a good time.
There you have it. You know. Just shows the difference, man. That's why I live in Utah. Great people everywhere. Is it perfect? Far from. But is it, a little, is it kind of like just rolling back to Mayberry a little bit? Sure is. In fact, Matt Felak kind of felt that way, too, when he came. Copperhead came to Utah. He's non-Mormon, too. He felt like it was one of the most marvelous places. It was almost like the Garden of Eden over here, you know? So there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. It's not really the Garden of Eden, though, if you're on an ATV, Kurt. Then it's kind of like less than the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
I guess an attorney says it's all okay.
Well, you know, in this case, what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is you've got these areas where, you know, basically, in our opinion, and according to the Constitution, the federal government has basically taken over, areas of ground and property that they should have never... Well, taken over, and you've even got a county commissioner, for example, that's basically a high elected office in a county that basically was, riding an ATV up a canyon that the federal government said, hey man, that's ours, and in their county he felt like. It was a protest. You know, we hear about all these protests like, hey, we're ticked off in Baltimore, so we'll burn a police car. So what they did here in this part of Utah is they rode, illegal ATVs up this canyon. Now, this guy's been found guilty, but, I'm just thinking they should have sure had a whole bunch of other ATVs riding with him, huh, Sam?
Yeah, and I don't really understand this exactly because where did the federal government get their authority? Where's the sheriff in the mix? Where's the county commission? Where's the city council? Where's the governor? Where's all the different people that are supposed to act as protectors against the belligerent feds with no authority? What's going to happen here? I don't know. Are these guys going to jail then, Kurt? Because they rode their ATV. They crossed the line. Is that what the deal is?
Well, you know, you hear of all these other things that people do, you know, like they burn cars or they burn down buildings or whatever. And they, you know, like in Baltimore, they just say, hey, man, we'll just kind of let them roll. I mean, we want them to let them express their freedoms, et cetera. So this guy, you know, he's a San Juan County commissioner. And guess what, Sam? Yeah, I mean, he rode this ATV in this closed southern Utah canyon as
like
a protest against the BLM. You know, it shows a picture of him. He's riding. He's got his, you know, U.S. flag, and he's got, looks like a daughter on the back of it and a little grandson or son on the front. And he's got his cowboy hat. And, hey, he's riding along, and guess what he said? He said, after he was found guilty, he said he would do it again.
Well, how do we get 10,000 with him? I want to ride, Kirk. Come on.
He says, we have a right of way, and I think that was shown. The protest was called off in the canyon. It stayed on the right of way. Somehow, because of the media, because of all the hype that was on it, it was blown into something that it simply was not. That's what he said outside the U.S. District Court. It was a 9-man, 3-woman jury. What's up with that, huh? Didn't see it that way, they say, after 3 days of testimony. And they convicted Lyman and Monty Wells of conspiring to operate off-road vehicles on public lands closed to off-road vehicles, and operation of off-road vehicles on public lands closed to off-road vehicles. And I'll tell you what, we had that story the other day about that one guy.
So what does he get, Kurt, the electric chair?
Whatever.
That's what I'm thinking. This, ground over this, it or guy, what?
This guy's got to go down for
sure. Of all the problems we got in America, this dude rode in a little piece of ground he's not supposed to ride on. Just absolutely hose him right on down.
Well, remember the...
Don't worry about Hillary Clinton's emails. Don't worry about Obama's illegal alien status.
IRS.
Don't worry about the IRS and Lois Lerner or any of those people. This guy rode his ATV with a granddaughter on it, for crying out loud, where he shouldn't have... He knew he wasn't supposed... He crossed the line, Kurt. See, what are they going to do with this guy now?
Well, you know, they say...
I mean, you got domestic threats, Kurt, and you got just violent domestic threat. This guy's like a violent domestic threat guy.
Yep, that's right. They're scheduled to be sentenced in July. I'm thinking maybe you have these guys around for some big event.
I just say
book
them,
the sheriffs, you know.
Don't you think, Kurt? Get them.
Yeah, that's right. They say these charges are misdemeanors, but they're punishable by up to 1 year in prison and a $100,000 fine.
What about the felonies Hillary's committed, Kurt?
Well, that's Hillary, Sam. I mean, you know, she's kind of for the good of the country, of course. They say the government also could seek possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars in restitution for any archaeological resources damaged. Now, you know, you got to simply ask a question, and when you're reading this KSL piece, whose land is it?
Well, then you've got broken off clovers, don't you, Kurt? Yeah, those four-leaf clovers that got broken off, didn't you?
That's right. They say BLM spokesman Tom Gorey said the verdict underscores the importance of protecting irreplaceable treasures. Now, when I think about irreplaceable treasures, don't you think about little babies that get killed?
I hear that. We're not going to talk about murder, Kurt. That's okay.
No,
can't ride your ATV around.
Oh, that's right. Then he says, these ancient dwellings and artifacts are essential for understanding the story of the earliest inhabitants of the American Southwest. I'll tell you what, it makes you want to, I don't know.
Kurt never wanted an ATV before, but now he does.
Yeah, I'm thinking we should all go there and have a big event down there and ride ATVs up and down with all the sheriffs. You know,
well, if you get three squares a day if it goes wrong, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. They say the BLM temporarily closed sections. Is that kind of like that temporary agreement for the 150-year-old there in Nevada? But anyway, these sections of the 37-mile-long canyon, they did it back in 2007. Let's see, it's 2015.
Goddamn speedy trials kicking in 8 years later. They're going to try them in July.
They say this was all over concerns that they might damage these ancestral Puebloan ruins. They say many locals objected. Oh, the people were ticked off, huh? Asserting the closure was arbitrary and unnecessary and that thwarted a mandated federal review process. I think the federal review process is right there in the Constitution, isn't it, Sam?
Well, it lists the reasons federal government can have land and be involved in land, and then they have to appropriately purchase it with the permission or approval of the state legislative committees, yeah.
I don't remember any Puebloan ruin thing in there. Do you?
Well, you got government run amok, Kurt. That's your real problem. I'm just telling you right now, I wonder what the consequences for illegal rides going to be. That's what I'm wondering. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. These guys can't ride their bicycles where they want to. Gotta update that to ATV, Kurt. The old Queen song. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, when you read down through this rather lengthy story, at least KSL reports it. And right down at the end, of course, is where the main, well, in my opinion, takeaway part ought to be that most people will never get to. And one guy said, they called him the ringleader, and he conspired with the other men through public meetings, Facebook, and news stories to publicize the protest ride and urge others to join. The defense attorney said that his emails and discussions with the then head dude at the BLM were in his role as county commissioner on behalf of his constituents who were at odds with the BLM. He said, there's no conspiracy in leadership. Nathan Crane, who represents Wells, said the protest ride was not a secret to the BLM or anyone in San Juan County. He said, normally, when you're conspiring to break the law, you don't tell the feds, he said. Yeah, anyway, bottom line is, they say attorneys for Holiday and Marion argued that there was no evidence showing their clients were aware of any of the talks Lyman had with the BLM. The two men simply showed up to a rally and followed an elected official on the protest ride, they said. Wow. And it's so amazing to me in light of, in my opinion, the whole Baltimore deal. And there were some other cities over the weekend that were all protested, right? You know, and yet, as far as I know, I think there might have been some arrests, but as far as I know, no charges. There are people burning police cars, buildings, all that kind of stuff. And these
I know, dude, but listen, they're allowed to have space ATV. Hold on. Those people that burn things down and destroy and pillage and plunder, they have, like, permission, Kurt. They have, like, a carte blanche opportunity to just space to destroy is what it's called. Now, if you mess up one of them four-leaf clovers, dude, can't be doing that.
Or some dirt gets moved around when you're riding your ATV, you know. I mean, it's a tragic.
See, we got this problem in America, folks, and I'm telling you, it's going to destroy the whole country if we're not very careful. But don't worry. I've decided how we can figure out who should be president, Kurt.
All right.
All you got to ask him is, are you willing to ride with us on the ATV ride? Will you ride your bicycle? If they say yes, they're in. If they say no, can't vote for you.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well,
yeah, we're talking about the power of one, ladies and gentlemen. And the number of Republicans officially running for president of the United States is set to double this week, Kurt. Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina announced yesterday their official announcements today. And then good old Mike Huckabee is going to announce tomorrow. Kurt, he's going to follow suit with his announcement tomorrow. You feeling good about that?
Well, I just can't explain the excitement that's, filling me, from
just imagine if we had six belligerent presidential candidates riding their ATVs around, Kurt.
Now, I would welcome them to see that. And I would say that if I could see one of them do that, I'd think, a good sign, at least.
Well, because then you don't even have to really be educated to decide who to vote for. You just go, he rode.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you imagine old Jeb Bush riding, Kurt?
I can't. I have a real hard time even seeing that in my
life. I know who we could have ride with us, Kurt.
Who's that?
Well, maybe you could have Rick Santorum ride.
Really? You think Rick would ride?
No. I don't think Rick Perry would ride either. In fact, no. I think 90% of these people filing to be president are wasting their time. And it's all part of a political con game is what I think, Kurt. Look,
well, it's big money, Sam.
You think Carly Fiorina really has a chance to be president, Kurt?
Well,
she failed at HP, Kurt.
Yeah, but, I don't know how much money she made there, but she stands to make a bunch of money.
She made more money there in 1 year than you'll ever make in your life, my brother.
Yeah. And that lady stands to make a bunch of money now and get a lot of coverage for... she's probably going to write a book and sell a lot of books. You know, they don't ever call them book sales like salesmen, do they, when they're, you know, writing a book and going on for the president. But, you know, in my opinion, but they do call us that, right? You know, if we have a book for sale, then we're, you know, just like patriots for profit. But, you know, it's interesting.
Lovely
to
book
me.
Salesman.
There's a
starving, great unwashed book salesman.
They'll be selling a lot, I think, coming up, don't you?
Yeah. What do you think, though? Mike Huckabee debating with Carly Fiorina, debating with Ben Carson. I mean, it's like, come on.
Well, I can say this, that if I had to hear some people talk about politics, you know, I would prefer them instead of, like, Hillary and I don't know who else they're going to offer up.
All I'm telling you is this. If the Republicans really wanted to win, they would identify a candidate early. They wouldn't just run 96,000 people.
Well, they'd run as a team. They'd get, like, Dr. Ben Carson. He'd probably be great as the, Surgeon General or whatever we got to have.
Ben Carson has a health care plan, Kurt.
Yeah, I bet he does.
It's a little different than Rand Paul's, but...
Yeah.
Or Ron Paul's, I should say. I wonder if Ron Paul's plan is now Rand Paul's plan, Kurt.
I don't know. But it is interesting to see that part of the mix.
Well, you could have this guy ride the ATV. Kurt, he used to be like a rock star, that Bruce Jenner dude. You know?
Yeah.
He'd get his skirt on, dude. He could wear a mini skirt and you'd ride, buddy.
Oh.
It'd be dangerous, but, you know, it'd probably be safe. They probably wouldn't bust him. He's allowed. He's a... Rick
Transgender.
Santorum was asked about Bruce Jenner, Kurt. And Rick Santorum said, if Bruce Jenner says he's a woman, then he's a woman. You got that? Yeah?
Well,
do you
want to
respond to that,
you
Kurt?
I just did, I think.
Here's my response.
I mean, it's just
I appreciate how ignorant you are, Rick. But just so you know, God assigns gender at birth. And just because this guy wants to take some man-made toxin to change his body, chemically speaking, it doesn't change the fact that he's a man, Kurt. Bruce Jenner is a male. And no amount of manipulation of man pretending they're God is going to change that reality, Kurt. And so Bruce
Jenner's
Yeah,
and I don't care if all of Congress voted and said he was...
Congress can't make that change, Kurt. I mean, come on.
I mean, if it was 100-1, you know, I mean, it still wouldn't change it. You know, I mean, that's just kind of crazy.
So my response is, if Jenner says he's a woman, he's lying. That's my headline. Dude, he's not a woman.
There you go. Yeah.
Bruce is the man.
Santorum's getting some coverage because he said that. Huh?
Yeah, so Rick Santorum's in the news. He's endorsing this idea that, you know, if Bruce says he's a woman, then he's a woman.
Wow.
So then what if I just say that I'm a black man, Kurt? I say that I'm a black woman, you know?
Well, I mean, at least they got to say, well, you know, Sam feels that way. He thinks that way. So
yeah.
Then
if I say so, then it is, Kurt.
Like, I think maybe you should feel like you're the president, and then you could just go ahead and start eliminating unconstitutional agencies. You know what I mean?
All I know is it's just goofy. If Rick Santorum, if Jenner's a woman, if he says he's a woman, he's a woman. I'm going to change that to the Sam Bushman quote. If Bruce Jenner says he's a woman, you know he's a liar. That's kind of how I'm rolling. But see, I'm insensitive, Kurt, right?
Yeah.
You know me, insensitive
Sam. You're not politically correct.
All right. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. News the networks refuse to use continues. All I'm telling you is this. Rick Santorum is an idiot. Okay? Rick Santorum, if Bruce Jenner says he's a woman, then he's a woman. Sam Bushman. If Bruce Jenner says he's a woman, then he's either lying or he's deceived, Kirk. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's it's just the way it is. Yeah, I hear you.
Well, down there in Baltimore, Kurt, they're going to start doing business. I guess the curfew is over. Baltimore returns to business of doing business. So they're back in business.
Yeah, now, what I want to know, Sam, is how many more people, good family kind of people, are going to vacate the premises as, at least as soon as possible, if they haven't already. How many of them are going to head for places like
Utah?
Yeah.
Well, all I can tell you is this.
Maybe talk to their neighbors. And
the most intelligent ones are going to get the heck out of Dodge, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And why wouldn't they?
And then you got places like that that are going to be more and more left to the thugs, to the criminals who basically just... You know,
I've been having some conversations with TZ, one of our listeners, and he emailed and said to me, hey, you know what? People need to vote with their feet. I did. And he left a place where taxes are belligerent and there's gridlock and everything else. And he moved out in the country. He said, you know, I don't understand why more people don't, you know, vote with their feet and get it done. And I think he's right, Kurt. What's wrong with these people? You know, I look at New Orleans, for example, and, you know, people left there when it was just crazy. And then a lot of people went back. I'm just thinking, what on earth would you do that for? But that's just me. Now, Dateline Clark, Kurt, is this Sheriff Richard, or Sheriff David A. Clark Jr.? Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Yes, it is.
All right, good
it
for
is.
Him.
Yeah, Sheriff Clark. And, you know, he's, you know why they give him the coverage, Sam? I mean, you know, he's basically saying, well, they don't give him much, but he's a black man, Sam. And so he literally speaks up for, God, family, and country. And occasionally they find that kind of unusual, right?
That's for sure.
You know, and they were talking about how, in this case, Sheriff David A. Clark is basically saying, hey, this quick rush to judgment that they've done on these charges against the policeman about the whole Freddie Gray thing. He says, hey, man, it's just like the Duke LaCrosse case all over again. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't remember the Duke LaCrosse thing, is, hey, they had a political, and they had, these goals that needed to be accomplished. In this case, in the Duke LaCrosse thing, it was...
It reminds me of the rape case in Rolling Stone, too, Kurt.
That's right. You know, very similar to that. And, you know, if you question those kind of things, don't, you're going to confuse me with the facts, you know, then, you're some kind of a problem. But Sheriff Clark, who you could see at our event, a great man, I think he even kind of enjoys you, Sam. But anyway, Sheriff Clark said, hey, man, it's just nuts what's going on, right?
And we got to get the facts. We got to let the trial come out. We got to get to the bottom of what's really happening. We got to have an investigation. We got to have the truth. But what's happening is they got this drumbeat for their agenda to carry out their, quote, narrative. And David A. Clark Jr., Milwaukee, Wisconsin sheriff, says that's just nuts. It's going to be like the LaCrosse case, or it's going to be like, rape story in Rolling Stone, where we all of a sudden just go, oh my gosh, let's go, wow. And then we find out that, hey, the facts aren't even close to what we were told they were. All right, yep. This is another example.
Right.
GoFundMe's in the news, Kurt, and not in a favorable light either.
Well, and this is not the first time we've seen this happen, right, Sam?
Unfortunately, that's right.
I don't know for sure. I suppose the main solution is to get a better place to do this. But I guess the officers that have been accused in the whole Freddie Gray thing, somebody set up a GoFundMe account for them. They were going to try to, help them with their defense and or their, the money that they would need to, go against this stuff. Well, the GoFundMe boys removed it after 41 minutes. I mean, they didn't really let it go very long at all, right, Sam?
Well, and I don't really understand. The headline says, GoFundMe for Freddie Gray officers removed.
Yeah, that's...
after 41 minutes. And
so that's officers that were, Sheriff Clark said, hey, these guys are accused and now they've got to deal with it, right?
But why can't we raise money for their families in the private sector if we want to, though?
Well, that's the whole point. Somebody there at GoFundMe is either, being the whole politically correct individual, or they're taking the heat, they're getting heat from somebody, and so they shut it down. They said the Fraternal Order of Police, that's a union representing the Baltimore City police officers that are, accused in this whole thing. They figured they set a fundraising goal of $600,000 to pay for the living expenses of the six officers that were paid on placed on unpaid suspension.
Now,
let me
stop you there and say, I think the unpaid suspension is appropriate, given that the cops may have been very hardcore on this guy, okay? But I support the investigation, and what's wrong with private people saying, I want to help the officers take care of their families? This is more about the wives and the children than it is the officers, Kirk.
Well, and here's the Baltimore City Fraternal Order of Police, or in other words, their kind of union deal that's setting this up. And after 41 minutes, they had raised $1,135, and the GoFundMe guy said, hey, man, no more. We're not letting you do this. And
now,
so
I'm a little disappointed
in
the union, though. They should be able to raise money from their rank and file on their own website in about 5 seconds, though. So you kind of wonder what game is playing
going on
here.
I agree with that, but... it's all about it kind of goes back to your story about, or your presentation about, he who owns the media makes the rules. In this case, it's he who owns the GoFundMe website wants to choose what campaigns get their, endorsement, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, now in all fairness, if GoFundMe.com is a private website, I guess they can do what they want, Kirk.
Yes, that's exactly right. But we can also tell folks about it, and we hope that there will be competition, if you will. Right, Sam?
And there ought to be. And, you know, just as much right as the GoFundMe people in their private property can do what they want to do, we the people can do what we want to do, too. And competition is one of the great answers.
Yes, you're exactly right, Sam. And when you think about, competition and the right to have those, make those choices, the GoFundMe guys are certainly, okay to make their choices, but we've got the right also to support where we want to support. And I was looking at more of the, choices that people have. And, you know, I don't know if you saw this piece, Sam, but there were a few earthquakes reported, and even some more just lately, some in the Chicago area, some in the, L.A. or California area as well. I'm thinking, hey, we ought to get used to these if we get more of the Supreme Court telling us, marriage is some kind of whacked out deal. And then we got the
Bruce Jenner running around saying he's a woman. Yeah. People going, if he says he's a woman, for crying out loud.
I'm thinking we ought to have a lot more earthquakes, huh? Don't you?
Well, they confirmed a 4.2 mag earthquake in Michigan already, Kurt. Is that man-made or is it the work of God, you know?
Well, you could almost say it's man-made. When man breaks God's laws, then, I think God can do the shaking.
Well, I think the next story is really probably one of the greatest reasons we're having earthquakes, although the next story is Calgary. And what's that, Canada?
Yeah. Yes, it is, but it's something called Airbnb. Do you know what Airbnb is?
No. Bed and breakfast?
Well, you're right. Yeah, and so what happens is they've got these, a website that people can participate on, and you can offer your home to basically be rented by people, say they're going to be in your area. And this particular case was kind of a rental deal gone wrong. In the cases where it goes right, then what you've got is a willing homeowner that says, hey, we're not really needing it. You guys can come. Maybe you've got a family event in the area. You can use the home. In this case, though, it really went wrong, and they used it for a drug-induced orgy. The Airbnb guys say, hey, man, that's why we've got our, the certain kind of insurance that they offer. The family that owns the home is kind of hoping that they'll just bulldoze the sucker and pay for the whole new home, because they don't really want to go in there after what went on in their home.
Don't blame them for that. But again, I'm not so sure that it's very advisable to let your home be used by strangers for those. Anyway, without a lot oversight, very strange stuff. But again, no wonder we have the trouble we have in the world. You know, immorality everywhere, and there's more positive proof. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Well, sad to say, Rick Santorum is standing with the status quo, Kurt. If Bruce Jenner says he's a woman, then he's a woman, for crying out loud. I reject that notion. However, all-female Smith College agrees, Kurt. They are going to be accepting what are called transgender applicants, sir.
I saw that. What I want to know, Sam, is, if... I don't even know how much the tuition is, but... If they offered you like free tuition for your kids to go there, would you?
Have you lost your mind? Not even maybe, dude. They'll be indoctrinated and inculcated into some kind of whacked out viewpoint based on this propaganda agenda. I'm not even at all going for that. Although my kids, once they're 18, can decide for themselves, I guess, but I'd beg them to the best of my ability to reject that idea. Anyway, what a sad scenario. But James Dobson's in the news. Kurt, did you see this one?
Let's see.
James Dobson, well-known family man.
Saying, hey, man.
Used to be the leader of Focus on the Family forever. Yeah, now he says the fall of Western civilization, Kurt, is at hand. And yeah, I agree. Yeah. If we embrace this immorality, Kurt, male and female created he them until Bruce Jenner got involved. Right? It's just crazy stuff. They even say ISIS is hanging out in Texas now, Kurt.
Well, we already talked about them being just south of the Mexican border. I don't know why they wouldn't be in Texas. Do you?
I think it's bad news, man. Now, you ready for this? Next headline says Pentagon accused of withholding sex crimes info, Kurt.
Well, we've talked about this before. We got the guys saying, hey, man, this is really a problem. And then our government provides them, Viagra, and makes men and women, stay in the same foxhole and they're not married. It's just like, duh, right? Or as your guys would, your sons would say, what? Or I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't even know what to think, but the government, why would the Pentagon be covering up sex crimes, Kurt?
Yeah, typically our government uncovers about everything else, uncover the whole decency of the female or whatever in our society. We uncover everything, but we're covering up things like this, huh?
Well, that's how we roll, buddy. All right, Kurt, the latest on the Nepal quake. Did you hear it's over 8,000 dead now? Death toll climbs past 8,000.
And I'll bet the one good thing about this, I know you'd probably say, well,
wait a minute, are you off your rocker? Come on.
But I'll bet you, Sam, that there's been a whole lot of praying and a lot of rejoicing when somebody is found. I think I even saw a headline where some dude that was, what, over 100 or something was found. Alive, I guess. But the bottom line is, I bet those people have been praying and they're grateful when they get a little sip of water or maybe even a breath of air. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess so, sure. Nothing like gratitude. Although to me it's a tragedy, and I'm praying a lot more for those people. I'm praying that good, honest hearts and minds find ways to help them. In fact, I'm thinking that we could, instead of what Michael Bloomberg plans to do, he could help out the Nepal folks instead, Kurt.
Well, you're right. Michael Bloomberg says, just so kind of his stupidity, in my opinion. Although, maybe it's the whole he who owns the media makes the rules thing, because the headline reads, he's mulling around this $5 billion bid for the New York Times. Well, do you think he'll, be able to get his word out if he buys the New York Times? I think he already owns Bloomberg, doesn't he?
Yeah, my first question for good old Bloomberg, though, is, is it really worth $5 billion, Michael? Come on. That thing?
Maybe the 5B stands for $5. Thinking
yeah,
it was
$5
billion.
Could be. Yeah. All I'm telling you is, why doesn't he spend his $5 billion helping the folks out in Nepal? And maybe he's made it in the world, Kurt, and he doesn't need more control of the media.
Isn't he the guy that wants you to not be able to drink a big soda pop because, it's... if I remember right.
Yeah, that's right.
New York.
Whacked out guy. That's the guy that was opposing David A. Clark Jr. because David wants citizens to help him stand for safety and protection, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Good point.
Good old whacked out Bloomberg.
Put his money into it.
Don't worry, he's a Republican, Kurt.
Well, yeah. If he's got lots of money, they'll welcome him right in.
If you wanted to find what a Republican is, I'm just telling you, Michael Bloomberg is the answer. That's the definition. Republican.
Yeah.
Now, this Liberian woman, it reminds me of the parable where Jesus is confronted with this adulterous woman, and he basically says, he defends her, and then he basically, sends all her accusers away, let him cast the first stone. Then he says, where are thine accusers? And then he says, you know what, go thy way and sin no more. And he didn't embrace the sin at all, but he realized she was a daughter of God, and he realized that everybody deserves second and third and fourth chances, Kurt.
Yep.
Anyway, there's this Liberian woman. I guess she's not getting a second chance, is she, Kurt?
Well, the headline from the USA Today, boy, is a Liberian woman appears to have contracted Ebola through sex with survivor. Now, and the USA Today piece by Liz Sibo, they don't mention
how survivor
she avoided
her husband,
this. No, and that is, at least in my opinion, the problem here, Sam. But these doctors were perplexed by her case because she hadn't been to a funeral or had any other contact with current patients, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But the woman did have what they call unprotected vaginal intercourse a few weeks earlier with a 45-year-old Ebola survivor who has been free of the disease for months. The man developed the disease in September, they said.
Hey, Kurt, I don't think he was free of the disease.
No, I don't think so. Now, by the way, Sam, they're telling us now that, these guys, individuals can carry this Ebola in their semen, they call it.
Let's just call it soft tissue and other...
quite a bit longer than thought. So we would kind of suggest, a return to what they call the Ten Commandments, and, you'll see a lot less of this kind of problem.
Well, and again, if this was her spouse, I would get it, okay? I would understand.
No,
but in this case, it wasn't her spouse, and there you go. When we violate the commandments of God, folks, trouble is the result. You can dismiss our words if you choose. You're free to do that. But I'm telling you right now, if she had been obeying God's commandments, she wouldn't have Ebola right now. Just saying. Dateline Venezuela, Kurt, if you're living there, you're just loving it, aren't you?
Let the good times roll, right, Sam?
Wow.
Yeah, they've just raised the minimum wage, like people want to do here. The only problem is they raised it by 30%. They've got raging inflation. You remember a while back when the government was telling everybody, no, the price of stuff has to stay at a certain price. You know, that just doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. It's called freedom and that kind of thing. And people don't like to be told what they have to pay or what they, you know, have to charge or whatever. And this government is just, it's a little worse than ours, but we can learn a lot from them.
Well, what we could do is just create a global race to see who could raise the minimum wage the highest, Kurt.
Yeah, and that would be the happiest place on earth.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Everybody just be rolling around with $100 bills and stuff. I mean, people would just be like giving people tips and everything.
Yep.
Everywhere. Yep. Now, Kurt, they got these new RFID blocking walls. Did you see those?
Now, I remember seeing stories about RFID blocking, wallets, but not walls. I don't remember that.
No, this is wallets.
Oh,
RFID blocking wallets, Kurt. You know, you can buy these dudes now. Depending on the technology used, they say, hackers and identity thieves can scheme off your information, Kurt. They don't even need to pick your pocket anymore, bro. They can digitally do so. Anywhere from a few feet to a couple of hundred feet away. But don't worry. They got the blocking wallet, bro. And that can prevent you from becoming a victim.
So soon you'll have blocking clothes or maybe, like I said, blocking walls.
Yeah, you know, wallet, you gotta walls.
Have some way to protect yourself, huh?
Absolutely. All right, I guess America's cops are in the news, Kurt. Did you see this? This is weird
America's
stuff,
cops. No.
Yeah, the police are in the news, dude. And they're not really being too friendly. I guess they're sick of people protesting, Kurt. They've had it.
Ticked off.
Yeah. America's police will fight the next riots with stink bombs, Kurt.
Oh, that's going to be smelly.
There's these new stink bombs called Skunk. And they say as protesters and police officers clash on the streets of divided cities like Baltimore and stuff, well, they got a new controversial weapon to control civil unrest. It's called Skunk. And it's a technically non-toxic liquid when they pour that stuff out, buddy. It is disgusting. They say it's a cross between dead animal and human excrement. And they're going to use it. It was developed in Israel in 2008. Now they're going to use it on the streets of America, buddy.
Well, it'll bring a whole new word to the city. Kind of stinks. You know, it stinks in the city. You know, people want to head to the country a lot more, too.
Yeah, they got skunks out there in the country, though, Kurt, for real.
I'd take a skunk over a stinking city.
Man-made skunk versus real skunk. God-made skunk. All right, there you have it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. We the people can restore America. Turn your phone into a radio, 712-432-5339. This nation shall endure.